We missed a lot. There we go. Okay.
Turn the music off.
What did we miss?
Did you turn the other music off?
No. Yeah, I did. Yeah, what we got is we're going to restart.
No, I did. We're going to restart this
because the audio track was off, not because of anything I actually did. It was
actually, okay, all right.
It was actually, you know, every time you get a Windows update, it switches the goddamn
which is BS.
So we didn't get
anything. So what we're going to do we're going to restart from, well, we got music.
Everyone's like Airbnb.
The music worked fine. We heard, it's Christmas Eve, babe. In the drunk tank.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Great. That nice.
Screw that. Did.
Fuck. Just got screwed off.
Yeah. We can redo it.
Do it again.
That's good.
All right. Well, pour yourself another glass.
Wait.
Take two.
Rewind.
Take two.
Rewind. We're going to get back into the main.
You need another glass of whiskey.
This is what leads.
Wait. Yeah. We're going to do that.
Can we get our shanties, please?
Mm-hmm. Highly organized.
Shanties, please.
What the hell is the name of it? Christmas Inn.
Just go up to the gas. There you go.
Up New York.
Yeah, Fairy Tale of New York.
I need a wee bit more here and a wee bit more there.
One of my favorite songs, and now I'm at the point where I can't remember it.
Just a wee bit here.
I remembered it the first time.
Love that song.
That's good. Just a splash there.
You probably turned me on.
Thank you.
It is such a...
I heard he probably turned you on.
No, it's Jameson.
Yes. That's all you heard. That's all you need to hear.
That's why I'm drinking Jameson. This is mixed with mix. So.
All right, here we go.
Mix.
Hey.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank.
Who hasn't been there?
Hey!
No man said to me,
stop screaming, bud. Told you I was going to get that.
Not doing a third take.
Well, the mics are working.
So yeah, got that. Third take, have us early.
All right,
What the hell?
You didn't do a shot last time. You took a drink.
I took a drink.
Hey, you guys sang a melody together.
We're not doing that again.
you really don't want to hear us sing. But then again, that being said,
it wasn't that bad.
Shape. Look, it's not hard to sing like Shane sang. So, for those of you who don't know, this is probably the best Christmas song ever. You should definitely, if you don't know who the Pogues are, you've led a sheltered life. Fix that. All their music's amazing, but this is probably the best Christmas song ever written. Definitely give it a listen when you get a chance. Shane passed away this week.
One for Shane.
One for Shane.
One for Shane.
Or two.
Why the hell not?
I literally never saw him before. Ever. I mean, he's never.
He's like, really?
That's gonna be
really
the
wiggly
Larry. I never saw him sober.
All right. So, because
you want to switch from the intro?
Yeah, let's just keep going.
Live from the 6th Upload base of the Guys, Games, and Beer Towers, it's a Guys, Games, and Beer show! Yay!
Well, any Guys, Games, and Beer show, Rob.
That's right, it is the special Christmas edition for Brown Liquor Christmas.
Which we are making a good dent into as far as getting started here, so yeah.
Yeah, those of you who are regulars know that every year we have Brown Liquor Christmas, and usually there is a technical problem, which of course this year we did again.
Which is called Rob.
This is take two.
I'm gonna blame that one on Windows. I like to blame it on things. So that was Windows.
Right?
I mean, seriously, it's
fall. Yeah.
To be fair, I do set this stuff off.
I mean,
and
it's
when Windows resets everything, it's annoying.
Yeah. Lots of GIMP talk.
Well,
there's a lot of GIMP talk.
No.
What specific dungeon GIMP talk?
That's right.
Dungeon
thank you.
GIMP talk.
So if you haven't, if you've never watched the Brown Liquor Christmas on YouTube, they are usually train wrecks. But if you're gonna watch one in particular, watch the dungeon GIMP version of Brown Liquor Christmas. It's truly amazing.
That's a lot like when like a train like derails and then like a plane crashes into the derailment and then like a couple cars just like fly into it and there's a huge fire. Uh-huh. That's Dungeon Game.
Yes.
Great episode.
You definitely want to watch it.
Definitely.
Really? A spaceship didn't come by, almost hit, and then go, fuck this?
I'm surprised it didn't.
I have to admit the masks were a little hot.
Yeah, but they were amazing.
Yeah.
They were amazing.
That's what they were.
They're not meant to be very breathable.
So because
unless you have the zipper open.
Our sobriety is
waning.
Pretty well waning. Rob, what should we do tonight?
Ba-da-bum! Ba-da-bum-bum! Ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum!
Well, I'm screwed. Anyway!
So, hey, last week we did a beer from our buddies at Potosi Brewing Company out of Potosi, Wisconsin. Again, I cannot tell you guys enough, if you are in western Wisconsin on the river there.
I think that was an all thumbs up.
It was an all thumbs up beer.
What beer did you do last week?
We did their...
Cave.
Cave Ale. Which was just a solid ale. So we're going to have to share these guys. So give people glasses, pass beers around.
I'll share with you.
I got to tell you, that was solid. And we've done some of their other stuff. We did their Lux on the show one time.
Which got good reviews.
It was a light beer, if you remember. A low-calorie light beer, but it was still pretty solid.
He had a cup in his hand.
Yeah. Here, pass
it. Said things we didn't. We're surprised.
Yeah.
Well, low calorie.
I think
beer.
We're good over.
Yeah, we didn't. No, I forget who bought it in. But we didn't know it was a low calorie beer until we bought
it in.
That's
all yours. Yeah.
Quick note to Lisa.
What was
and
a low calorie beer?
Do not thumbs up this. It just encourages it.
Ooh, no! Thumbs it up!
Tom, what was a low calorie beer?
The Lux.
There's plenty of beer here, guys.
There are plenty of beer here.
Yeah.
All right.
All right,
Rob,
You have whiskey. Oh, yeah.
Brian is over here doing a research project.
And I was watching it being poured. I'm liking the color. I can't tell through this glass.
No, but the color is awesome, actually.
But the color seems
one person has to be nerdier than everyone else, and it's always.
Okay, everybody's got a glass.
Sure.
All right, everybody's got a beer.
Just run Ryan down.
Okay, so, Ryan, what do they say about this beer?
Well, the short.
It's a beer.
There's a short.
It's a beer.
It's their holiday beer. It's easy drinking golden ale, 5% alcohol. But their little description says it's a Potosi Brewing Company's 170th anniversary last year. And we're celebrating with the release of our holiday beer brand. So
right, this was released last year.
So 37 to 72.
I got this year.
The Potosi Brewing Company's holiday beer was a top seller. They don't really explain that. Brewery and one of Potosi's most iconic brands in the region. These photos show the holiday beer throughout the years. It doesn't really... It's a holiday beer.
All right. Fair enough. It's a golden ale.
So much into it.
No, it was a golden ale.
It was the leftover, and they bottled it as a holiday beer.
It's a holiday beer. No,
there's some holly in it.
It's not bad.
It's in their tier one pricing, just so you know.
I drank the wrong thing. Sorry.
I don't know if you drank the wrong thing.
It's really good.
Yeah. More of this stuff.
That's an ale.
That's an ale.
That's nice.
That's a high. That's high praise from you.
I know.
Would you like
it's
it?
All right. I know.
Is
that
pills?
Oh, this is surprisingly not annoying for a holiday.
Yeah, you know what? I like it already. You know why? There's no weird flavors in it.
I was gonna say no fucking cranberries.
No cranberries.
I would say that this is.
No
hoppier.
Spices.
It's hoppier than I would think.
For a golden ale, I agree with you on that.
100%.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but hoppier than you would think. It's a pretty hoppy beer, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, is it slightly sweeter, or is it just me?
I can't.
It's slightly
just,
sweet. There's a little bit of
you just drank
Tom, so much of that
whiskey.
I've been drinking a lot of whiskey.
Tom, I'm drunk, so I don't know.
Okay.
admission
of guilt.
Particularly,
I don't get the thing
that's sweet.
No. Now that I've cleared my palate, it's a little bit better.
I'm saying you just had to do it sweet.
I've been drinking a lot of whiskey.
It's not too sweet. It's just there's a little bit.
Okay, what?
Oh, it just says every golden hop of this fine beer is quality controlled and brewed with Wisconsin water.
Of course, because
he put his glasses on.
He put your glasses on. Yes.
Yeah.
Although you look kind of cute in them. I mean, to be fair,
Again, I like it because there's no coriander. Well,
is the fact that they have quality control a feature, though? Because
it's not spiced.
I feel like they should. That should just be
kind of natural
standard across the board. Though. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
They checked it to make sure it wasn't, poison.
But it is brewed with Wisconsin water, so
quality control becomes more important.
Yeah. You can go with swamp water, but once you turn it into beer, it's all right.
Thanks, Lair.
Philosophy corner with the Lair.
Thanks, Lair.
By the way, that's a technical truism. They've actually done that where they took swamp water and brewed it, and they checked the bacteria before and after the brew, and the beer was completely clean.
Oh.
This is from a man who made me swim in a river that was red.
Made you?
Iron? Iron colored? Was it?
It had a lot of tannic in the water.
Like, I just said, I think Larry fine. Says I want to see the bibliography for
it. I don't know about all that.
I trust you. I trust you implicitly.
Yeah. I didn't say I did the research, so you know it's good research.
All right.
We've never died.
Now that we've tried it, Jacob, what do you think? You party cool? Are you grabbing it out?
No.
Okay.
I'm throwing this back.
Really?
Our local naysayer says nay!
Really? Okay, reason might be?
I think I would find something better.
All right.
Yeah, this is a perfect party beer because I'm not looking for anything fancy. It's just like last week.
We see alcohol
beer.
On this.
I go for their
cave. Only 5%.
I go for their cave.
All right. The cave was awesome. Did you try? Mm. Okay. Laura?
I liked it, but I like hops, so.
It's got a nice
hop. So the question is, would you pull it out of a party cooler?
I will pull anything out of a party cooler.
So bad. Do you not know her?
Could you be a little discreet?
I mean...
That pretty well covers it. Alright. Ryan, how about
10 years of this, we know.
You grabbing it out?
Decent.
Alright. Particular reason or just in general?
I said it's good salt. It tastes decent and it's not throw anything curveball at you.
Yeah. Just Dallas, how about you?
Mm. Kind of an odd aftertaste.
That sounds like a no.
Oh, it's just me, but it's like it starts off fine. And
oh,
then
I poisoned yours, Dallas.
Dallas, damn it. Dallas,
quit poisoning Dallas every time you're on the show.
I'm sorry.
So now he's definitely grabbing it out.
Okay, so that's a no?
If it's poison, yeah.
Dallas, I do get a little bit of a funny aftertaste, but it's also real hoppy for me. So.
Okay. She poisoned yours. Too. Mel, how about you?
Maybe. Someone
else is
in the cooler.
All right. Larry?
Yeah, I'd probably pull this out. It's pretty easy drinking, but it does have some character. So
Larry and I, once again, are the same person.
Be proud.
All right, Rob, party cooler?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. It is just a beer.
Is this like cut it?
In this day and age where everything has to be a superhero.
Right.
This one walks down the street and does its damn job.
Thank you.
Getting robbed from.
It's a holiday beer. Right. And the only thing holiday about it is the fact that it's holiday.
Yes, right. It says charity on it, too.
Oh, yeah, but that's all.
I know. I just wanted to bring it up.
Wait. I think their idea is, you know what?
Anyhow.
We're going to create a party cooler beer for you that's not particularly off-putting in any particular way. It's just something you'll grab out of the party.
And I think it's called a holiday beer because if you drink enough of it, you don't have to pay attention to your relatives at the holiday party.
Oh. Yeah. That too. All right,
well,
Jacob.
If that was true, the ABV needs to be up.
I respect it on the answer. The pub?
Nah, it's too hoppy.
All right, pub?
If I wanted just a beer, yeah.
All right, Laura, pub?
No, if I have like a lot of options, I'm not making this one.
Ryan, pub?
The pub I might pass because just. But that's what I'm
saying. I suspect I know your answer too, Dallas.
Was the food poison?
If she's sitting with you,
Laura's your server.
Laura's your server. Yeah, the food is poison.
If I'm your server, you have a lot more problems than the food being poison.
Might be an accident. Many things in our life have gone very wrong before I've been your server.
Yeah, sure.
Justin's been dead for weeks.
I am missing at that point. Come and find me. Yes.
Are we sure you're alive?
She's like, this is the only job I can get out of prison.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. All right, so that's a no?
Pretty much like if she was serving me poison food or if I brought from the outside like Five Guys or something like that, then I'll just like take a normal beer.
All right.
Can we just go back to judging the damn beer?
We're working on it.
I make mine clear of our pick.
Yeah, yours is fair. All right.
Is it Christmas Eve and I've gotten away from my family at the pub?
Yes.
Okay, I would drink this at the pub.
All right.
But, can I say, I think we need to do
after you say,
a hazy IPA and call it Holidays.
No, that's too funny. Yeah.
Let's hit a brewery, Mel.
Too funny.
All right, Larry, how about you? You're going to the pub?
So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of options usually at a pub, and I probably would not. But I tell you what. Going back to non-con, when every beer was above 15%.
Oh, God, that was
tasted amazing. Yeah, I would order that then just to slow things down.
The brakes on?
Yeah. Oh, they're triple mash. That fucking stuff.
What the hell was with that?
Pump
Joe?
The hate bricks, Thanos.
All right.
We both had a headache. You never get that.
I know.
Their triple mash was. Tasted amazing, but it was 15 or 30, and I'm going.
Oh, I was just looking for anything with a lower alcohol.
But not water, damn it.
Be six drinks.
I think their lowest that they had was 12.
I know. I'm like, please give me a pod.
All right, Rob, how about you? You're ordering this at the pod.
All right, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call Larry. I'm going to say, let's go to the German Club because I don't have a membership. And I'm going to borrow his. And we're going to go to the German Club, and I'm ordering this MFR. I'm going to drink it all night.
You're not going
to
find this
and
one
then,
the German Club.
And then we're going to stagger over to Tom's house and throw up in his living room.
Perfect.
It's going to be great.
All right. So, yeah, you know something? Sometimes to slow your roll, it's a good, just a good, solid beer. Get the Golden Ale. You know, a little hoppier than I would expect normally for a Golden Ale, but I'm okay with that.
I want to point this out, because I would get this at the pub. And I know all of you fuckers actually would, because I've seen all of you drink Pabst and shit at the pub.
Do not put me in that, okay?
Wait a minute.
You may or may not have seen me do that.
It may be true that I get a Pabst and think, maybe that's why I don't get this. Because I'm like, well, there's Pabst. I mean, there's hams on tap?
Yeah.
I was going to say,
hams on tap.
That's fancy.
All right.
If they don't got you out.
Wait. In 3, 2, 1.
Past the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you know something? A couple.
Tom couldn't give it down.
No.
I couldn't give it a down, so therefore I had to give it the middle.
That's fine. He did too, so I understand. No, it's a solid
beer.
Okay, Judge Rob, let's pass verdict on Wisconsin Holiday Beer by our friends over here at Potosi Brewing out of beautiful Potosi, Wisconsin.
Potosi.
And again, telling you people, you get over there, stop and check the brewery out. It's amazing.
All right.
Judge Rob passed verdict on this beer.
On the charge of being a Christmas Grinch. I find you innocent.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You are both tasty. Ooh.
Judge Rob has got the holiday spirit.
We release you to the custody of a bunch of drunkards.
That's the spirit of Christmas.
That is
right. A little forgiveness
Christmas.
At Christmas, because I need some. Jesus.
Still got drink.
Still got drink. All right, so Rob, take us out of this mess.
All right. Well, I want to thank y'all for watching.
Ooh, we went south.
Beer Court.
We got 30 seconds left.
We may live stream later.
There's like literally no counter.
We may live stream later, Rob.
This entire, yeah, we might be. We might be live streaming
just
later.
It.
So just
there might be
keep an eye on the channel. We do this. We're going to be playing some, we're probably going to be playing some Killing Floor 2, which it's got their Christmas stuff going.
So. No, they do, dude.
Yeah,
they do.
It's probably going to be a really bad live stream. To be fair, we are not professional gaming streamers.
And we're also not sober.
Yeah, there's that too. Anyway, this, as every episode, is brought to you by Lionheart Racing.
Lionheart Racing!
All the joys of racing without the rubber hot dogs. You can check them out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Take a look on the top right-hand corner of the screen. Be impressed. I'm so, like, I do this so often, I can do it completely lit. Anyway, look at the top right-hand corner of the screen. You'll see it. You can click through. You can check out their races. And they are amazing. They've got live announcers. It is, like, you are watching a race going on. There's actual professional racers who go into this virtual racing, and they, like, really race. And there's also some crazy MFers who have been playing goddamn pole position their entire life, and they crash right into them. It's really awesome. It is
the commentary is amazing.
Yeah, it is dead on.
It turns out, yes, if they crash, a guy shows up at their house and beats them up so they look like they crashed.
And if you spend 3 weeks watching Lionheart Racing, you might see a G2B logo on one of the cars.
Yeah. Tell you what, if you see a G2B logo and drop it along,
you're not doing well.
They can't hear me. That's okay. All right. Hey, wait a minute. Guys, we're going to show something on the screen. Corey, it's Thanksgiving, and you really need to have this at the Toad. Hyperlocal people. This looks amazing. It's a beer, a hot dog beer, Corey.
You're
going to
have to have
us.
So if you want those rubber hot dogs,
then
you get this beer.
There you go. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, so the next time we watch a race, we got to drink this beer?
Yeah.
It's actually brewed in hot dog water.
Oh!
You talked about
race track hot dog water.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Larry and I have Larry and I have had way too many racetrack hot dogs in our lives.
Our
dads used to race together.
Cook them up, throw them in.
And you hear the story every time I get drunk.
I love it though. We had so
many racetrack hot dogs. They are like tire rubber with meat inside that came from God knows where. Awful hot dogs. Do not eat the hot dogs. If I can say, if you learned anything from Guys Game to Beer, do not eat a racetrack hot dog. They're nasty. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, and we'll talk to you over the next few weeks, Rob. We got 2 weeks.
Unless we die tonight.
We could die.
Wow.
Because we drink so much.
Well, okay, all right. That's possible.
I thought you were
going to give it that one. I think she poisoned all of us, and we're all kicking it off.
No.
Murder, suicide, jokes, top kind of crap.
I don't need to poison any of y'all. Y'all are doing it to yourselves,
all right? Hey, I, for one, welcome.
My liver apparently is the best skill.
All right. Everybody say goodbye. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Wait, next week I'm not
hand to overlords.
Next week, no, Rob.
Why?
So
I almost made it. Next week, I got skates and beer. Games to put you.
He did it on purpose.
Next week, I got skates and beer. Games to put you into the holiday spirit by old men who are drunk.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys next Tuesday, 6:15 p.m. CST. And, maybe I'll find the pre-roll. There we go.
Yay! Pre-roll!
I can hit a button, damn it!
Matter of fact,
you're old. Wow, Jacob.
Yeah, welcome aboard! Because Backstreet Boys came on the radio. And the client went, wow, you really know this song? And I go, yes, this song was probably...